Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
Welcome to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Intentional Living Guide, Mindset Mojo Mentor, and publisher of Aspire Magazine, the beloved inspirational personal development magazine for women since 2006. You know, from the pages of Aspire to the books I publish to the conversations on this show, I love bringing you conversations that will inspire you to live a deeper, more authentic, and richer life. And I believe one of the ways of doing that is living from the inside out instead of the outside in. So do you ever get this nagging feeling that something isn't quite right? Maybe that it's missing, or maybe you feel disconnected, even though you may have achieved many of the goals on your life list. You know, some of life's greatest invitations often masquerade as unease, yearning, or challenges. And as my guest Janine Thompson shares, when that 911 call arises from within, your answers and optimal pathway forward are always closer than they seem. Joining me today is Janine Thompson, author of 911 from the Soul, from Your Soul. She's a transformational coach, speaker, and author whose breadth of knowledge and experience spans multiple disciplines and professional expressions, from clinical psychotherapy to global business to advancing spiritual growth. At the core of her diverse career is a passionate dedication to helping individuals live their highest potentiality. I am so excited to bring you this conversation today. Welcome, Janine.
Hello, thank you so much. I am so excited to be here.
Well, one of the things, I just am really been was drawn to your energy, and the title of your book really drew me in. So let's start there. What is 911 from your soul? And did you have your own personal 911 from the soul?
Yes, I sure did. And the phrase 911 from your soul came from my own personal experience. It was a time when the details of my life looked great from the outside. It looked like I had it all. I had wonderful children. I had a big job, a Fortune 50 executive, the house, the travel, the accoutrements of what we're all told externally as success. And yet there was this persistent yearning and continual whispers that said, there's something more for you. And I tried so hard to keep shoving it down and gratituding it away. I thought I just needed to be more grateful. And ultimately, as life does, my life got rearranged. So I left my Fortune 50 job voluntarily. I listened to the whispers, and it led me on a search to yoga and Reiki. I began to explore everything I could about soul, sacred text, et cetera. And they all kept bringing me inward. And it was only through that interconnection to my heart's intelligence and my soul's wisdom that I actually could find that something missing. The issue became when I found that something missing, I got scared. I heard I was to bring the power of love and soul into business and diffuse business and spirituality, soul and science. And I was afraid. I was afraid that I would be rejected. So I started playing small in my life. I did, I continued to practice traditional executive coaching, which has tremendous value by the way, and plays a much needed purpose on the continuum of coaching. But I actually knew that wasn't my role. And when we live in half congruence, I'm stepping on my own garden hose. You know, things turned upside down. I almost tanked my business. I had some health challenges. And finally, when I just surrendered into the fertility of the dark soil, I accessed these seven key spiritual principles called the Soul Solution. And through them, I was empowered to tune in to the infinite wisdom within, to find the true riches in life, joy, meaning, purpose, love, etc., and to actually start living my own truth out loud and to bring these deeply needed messages into business.
What a powerful story of transformation, one that I can relate to, and I know many of our listeners can relate to, because I believe so many women are feeling the yearning right now, right? That yes. Yearning that there's something more, that awakening that's happened, especially in the last few years. And I'm hearing it. I serve a global audience of women, right, on the path of self-discovery. And I also serve entrepreneurs. So I'm hearing like, man, like, why aren't I just satisfied? You know, the big house, the list, the bank account, or in some cases, maybe their life is completely different, but it's still that yearning that you so beautifully described. And something else you said is almost similar to the words they use is, I'm scared. I like right where I am. I do not want changes.
Yes.
I want to stay in my box, even though the box is suffocating them.
Yes.
Do you see that with your clients too, Janine, or with your own journey?
I sure do. And, you know, it's scary at times to live our truth out loud. In this exquisitely beautiful world, there's also a lot of division, heightened division and judgment. And we don't have proof, you know, on an earth view level from our conditioned view. We don't have proof that these whispers are going to materialize. At least that's how it feels until we aligned with our soulful self. Our eternal essence of unlimited wisdom and intelligence and creativity. When we're aligned with the truth of who we are, then we don't need proof, because we already know it will be so, right? But it's really tough initially, especially for somebody like me. I was an evidence-based psychotherapist. Give me the research, give me the data, give me what's proven, and I'm all over it. I will deliver excellence and serve with my highest ability. Now we're talking yoga and Reiki and energy, and boy, I wouldn't have chosen that pathway had I not listened to the unproven yet very real truth of the whispers. So yes, it's true for all my clients. It might just present differently. There's many different presentations of a 911.
And I think too, like the 911 really speaks to me, because I want to say it was probably, but it's got to be, my first awakening was 30 years ago when I was on the side of a road, and I was a single welfare mom, and I'm like, I think my daughter's better off without me. And I was contemplating that in the car when everything got silent, really silent. And I heard a voice. Now, you know, we hear from within.
Yes.
And I just heard, Linda, the truth of who you are was never touched as a child.
Mm.
The story you choose to tell yourself keeps you in victim. Why choose something different? And that day, Janine, was what I would call my 911, right?
Yes.
I call it, it was like the soul whispers. And in that moment, I felt a burst of hope. And here's why. I heard the word choice in those words that I received.
Yes.
And when I was in that energy, I believed I didn't have choices because I was in victim energy, right?
Yes.
And that moment, I was filled with hope. And I started writing down on a napkin, I want to feel this, like everything I wanted to experience in my life that I never thought I could. I turned the key in the ignition that day and drove away, filled with hope, got on the path that I'm on now 30 years ago. And I wish I could say, and I'm curious for you too, I wish I could say that moment I drove away, life was rainbows, unicorns, and butterflies. It wasn't, but here's the thing. When I learned to listen to the whispers, I call them, I've been calling them this for decades, I call them soul whispers or soul giggles, because I get goosebumps. Yeah. I always use the hashtag soul giggles.
Oh, I love that so much.
Oh yeah, everyone loves that one because it really resonates. But here's the thing. When I look back, all the times that I got those nudgings like you did, right? Mm-hmm. When I didn't listen, the little tap on the head that the divine sends, or the flick on the ear, I'd go, oh, no, I know what I'm doing. And ego would take over. I would get that damn cosmic 2x4.
Absolutely.
Right? Absolutely. Every time. And now I'm like, oh, no, I'll listen. Thank you.
Yeah. Right? And listen, you know, I love that because that is the truth for all of us, right? Yeah. We're spiritual beings traversing in these wonder suits of body. So we have both a soul view experience and an earth view, and we do have to consciously choose to embody the highest soul view that we actually are. But the earth view here at Earth School, it's going to tug and pull, and it's going to be seductive and distractive and delicious and a whole bunch of things. But choice and tuning in, like you said something so important, that there was silence and you actually heard that soul whisper, right?
For the first time, yes.
Yeah, it's always there for us, but a lot of times life is loud and we got to choose what we're tuning into.
And I want to talk about that more because I think it is so important, because we're going to take our next break, but I want to talk about stillness when we come back to you, because I was always, especially back then, 100 miles an hour, go, 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 because I see now I was running for myself. There was no way I wanted to be alone with my thoughts, myself. I never gave myself space. So let's talk about that and the importance of stillness when we come back from this break.
Terrific.
We'll be back in a moment, my friends, with Janine Thompson. You can learn more at janinethompson.net. We'll be right back.
This is OTRFM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Inspiration for a woman's soul. Aspire Magazine, inspiring and supporting women on the path of self-discovery. Claim your free digital subscription today, which includes access to thousands of dollars of personal development bonus gifts from Team Inspiration Partners. Claim your Aspire Magazine subscription today at subscribetoaspire.com.
Hey, America, we need to have a little talk. We've got more food than we know what to do with in this country, yet 17 million kids in America are struggling with hunger. Makes no sense. Luckily, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. They're kind of like food angels. Hey, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at OM Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. OM Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Hi everyone, this is Shea Parker, the host of Best of the Best, which airs live right here on IOM Radio every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern and 5 p.m. Pacific. I'm super excited to bring you expert guest hosts, spiritual discussions, free psychic readings, and so much more. I can promise that you will not want to miss this one-of-a-kind, fun, yet touching, down-to-earth show. Join us every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific on OTRFM. This is Shea Parker, and I can't wait to see you there.
This is OTRFM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Welcome back. You're listening to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy, and today we're talking with Janine Thompson, transformational coach, speaker, and author of 911 From Your Soul. So right before the break, Janine, we were talking about the importance of stillness so we can hear our own wisdom and the world energies and the world's messages, go, 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 do, 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 keep busy, busy, busy. And I believe, I'll speak for myself, I lost myself years ago. I had so many wounds that I kept so busy so I wouldn't be alone with myself. I couldn't be alone. Now my family calls me the hermit because I love to be alone.
And I'm right there with you.
they call me that, and I have a little stone they bought me saying, welcome to La La Land, because this is my sacred space and I cherish my time alone. And I believe that's how I've been able to grow and serve, and not just from business, but as an individual. So what was your journey in discovering the power of stillness, and how do you guide your clients and readers?
Yeah, I had a similar background from the standpoint that I was constantly on the move, right? 200,000 to 300,000 international miles a year in a plane, constantly on the move, single mom with two kids. And I honestly thought that stillness was unproductive. It was idle time, and I had too much to do. And I had such a busy brain, you know, those 70,000 thoughts plus we have a day. I just thought I couldn't do it. And then through yoga and Reiki for the first time in my life, because I didn't learn it as an evidence-based psychotherapist or in my early years as an executive, I learned about the union of mind, body, spirit, and soul, and about the vital life force of breath, but more importantly, the vehicle of conscious breath as a gateway to our infinite nature. So to me, that's what stillness is. That's how I was introduced, despite my protest, despite my conviction that there was no way somebody whose busy brain was on overdrive like mine could actually learn to be still. But as is often the case, in just a willingness to experiment, gratefully, I was proved wrong. So I view stillness as that gateway to your infinite nature, all the wisdom, intelligence, answers, creativity for yourself, for others, for humanity. And the thing is that for folks out there that might be similar to you and I saying, yeah, I don't think so. What I would offer is give it a spin. You know, I began with 30 seconds, 30 seconds, and then it was 2 minutes. And I literally had to teach myself to place one hand on my heart center, one on my belly, close my eyes, and shift that awareness from the busy brain or the external world into my inner core, and just consciously, deliberately feel the breath. Feel my hands move, feel the breath traverse my body, and listen. And that's all there was to it. And oh my goodness, it became such a gift of grace because I could let go of the steering wheel on life. Before, I was such an over-functioner. I was a peacekeeper. I was a control maniac. You know, I wanted to plan. And I recognized that we're co-creative agents. And I, you know, not only could I not have set up the Dharma, the stepping stones and the experiences of my life that have led today, were accompanied by a much wiser intelligence of all that is.
Mm-hmm. And isn't it such a beautiful way, a peaceful way of navigating life?
It is. And it's the antithesis of what I thought. You know, we're always taught go external to the experts. We're always taught something else is going to be better, even from kindergarten, right? You want to be in first grade because the first graders are super cool. And all the way through our lives, get this then, get this education, or get this job, get this title, get this house. And we're so focused on managing life when life will actually just flow to you, through you, away from you at times, but with an intelligence that from our earthly use of the mind and heart, we simply can't understand.
Yeah, it's like a, I'll just describe it in my opinion. It's like a sense of, you know, when you float on the water.
Yes.
And you just float, and you just know that you're going to be supported.
Yeah, absolutely. In the ocean, we just float.
Yes. And when you learn stillness and learn to tap into your wisdom and learn to let go of control, because like you, I'm a recovering control freak.
Yes, and me too. What a good recovery title though, huh?
Yes. I'm like, it's been a while, but I lovingly tell my honey of 28 years, I said, if something rears up, I need you to tell me with love. So sometimes I'll go, babe, she's coming back.
Yeah.
And it's we have a fun way of him reminding me, like, hey, babe, you know, it's there. But that's how I feel when we do this work to trust and allow and lean in and create space for stillness so we can hear and be guided. For me, it's like I'm floating on my pond out here, just fully supported by the divine, knowing that even though I don't know how this is happening, I'm being supported.
Yeah, and you can trust that. You don't have to trust it out of the gate, like I didn't, right? Coming off of that evidence-based appreciation for science and proof, I was highly skeptical, but I was willing. I was willing. And frankly, I was desperate too, at some level back then, because all of the strategies, wisdom, success I had, all my success strategies, they just weren't working anymore. So I was willing to experiment. And, you know, there's the beauty in that is if you're just kind of willing, it will more than prove itself out. And you still get to be you. Like, there are so many pathways to stillness. One is the vital breath, conscious breath. For others, it might be an active run or music or painting or dance where the mind softens and empties and you lose conditioned mind and you join the universal mind. For others, and this is one of my favorites, it's nature. The unlimited nature of nature reflects to us the intelligence and interdependency and oneness of it all. So lying on the back and gazing at the stars, you lose your busy brain, planting those feet barefoot on the ground. And for those of you who live in a city like I used to, just joining the breath, open the window, stand out on the sidewalk, hear the cacophony of life, feel the element of air moving through you. And that might be the way to the softening and the emptying that stillness offers you.
Oh, so beautiful. And I am like you. I am nature soothes my soul. Mm-hmm. And on my personal Facebook page, I'm always sharing it. And as I shared before we came on the air, I live in the middle of the woods on a spring-fed pond. We have our own beach. It's my zen spot.
Yes.
And the funny part is I can look back, Janine, to when I first came here, probably 25 years ago. I remember Dana 28, so about 25, and would come down the dirt road. And I was so in my head back then, I had another business, that I was always like having conversations in my head. I wasn't present. And then one day I remember him saying, as we're coming over this little hill towards our home, our other home, and saying, "Babe, do you even see any of this?" And I'm like, what? And I'm looking around, and he, in that moment, is taking in all of nature. The loons on the pond, everything. I wasn't even seeing any of it because I was not present, Janine. I wasn't present for my own life. I wasn't present for the peace all around me. I wasn't present for that. That was my wake-up call of, Linda, what else are you missing? So that's what nature, my connection with nature that people see now, because I share a lot on my social media, I did not have that before because I couldn't be present with myself.
Yeah, absolutely. I completely relate. And we're often not present, in addition to not being present with our actual sacred self that we're all longing to meet, we're usually multitasking. So often I was exercising all the time and thinking about the next meeting or the next trip, what I needed to do with my children. And I was in my 70K story, so steeped that all of the awe and wonder and love and intelligence and messages that were speaking to me all around me in nature, I couldn't hear them because I was doing 50 other things on the walk, other than noticing what I noticed and asking life what it needed me to know or hear or how it wanted me to move through the day.
I love this conversation about stillness. We're going to take another break, Janine, and when we come back, I want you to share some of, you shared a lot of the benefits of being still. I want to talk about your 7 key spiritual principles called the Soul Solution when we come back for the next segment. I can't wait to dive into those, my friend.
Thank you.
You're welcome. We'll be right back, my friends. You are listening to Inspired Conversations, and with me is Janine Thompson. Learn more about her new book, 911 From Your Soul, and all her other sacred offerings at JanineThompson.net. We'll be right back.
This is OTRFM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Are you feeling the call to unleash your feminine wisdom, hone your empathic gifts, and rise as the goddess you are? You're not alone, my beautiful friend. Crystal Cockerham, spiritual mentor and certified Red Tent facilitator, trained in both shamanic and priestess practices, works with awakened, empathic women around the world to unlock their shackles of pain, shame, and self-condemnation so they can reclaim their sovereignty and liberate themselves from the world's perceptions. As the founder of Wisdom Awakens and an international best-selling author, Crystal uses her own intuitive blend of spiritual midwifery and energy healing to support women on their journey of transformation. You'll find supportive guidance and community in Crystal's programs, retreats, and sacred offerings. If you're feeling the call to embrace your feminine power, learn more about Crystal's supportive services at crystalcockerham.com.
OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
This is Terry Van Horn, and I want to invite you to join me for my weekly radio show, Healing Light, on OM Times Radio every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Healing Light, we want to bring love, light, and blessings into your world. You can find out more about us at www.healinglightonline.com. Blessings.
Me, a cat, moving in with a new human. It took a little getting used to. She has these weird games she likes to play, like this giant feather. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. It's almost like she thinks I enjoy it. But seeing how much fun she gets out of it, well, I guess it makes it all worth it. Humans.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
This is OTR-FM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Thanks for listening. Today, we are with Janine Thompson. And right before the break, we were really diving into the what is stillness, the benefits of stillness, how it can help you clear the muck, that's my words, to be able to hear your own inner wisdom, hear the divine. So Janine, you have what you refer to as the soul solution, which is 7 key spiritual principles. Would you mind taking us through them?
Sure. So the soul solution is centered around these 7 key spiritual principles: soul, mind, heart, body, gratitude, service, and love. And they are statements to live by, and they're also practices for you to unpack that help you in every kind of word, every choice throughout each day to create greater coherence between your true nature and your human nature. So they help me live my soulful self every day. And they proved to be invaluable when I was navigating my 911. That's when these principles were downloaded. But now, years and years later, they help me lead at least as more often and as many moments as possible as the highest a version of love as I move through life. I'll give you an example of one. Heart. I tune into my heart to illuminate the way. And most of us understand heart from kind of the earth view perspective, which is the pump organ, right? That we're deeply grateful when all is well with our physical heart. But we also have two other energy layers, the emotional heart, where we feel that first spark of love or sometimes the devastation of a life circumstance. And then we have the deepest layer, which is the spiritual heart, what the mystics and scholars knew was our access into infinite intelligence. And in the book, so you'll hear an earth view, you'll hear a soul view, and then I do the beauty of the and. Since we're spiritual beings in wonder suits, it helps you live more often your true nature.
So beautiful. And these came through your dark night of the soul, your 911.
They did indeed.
And did you receive them all at once, or was it almost like an unfolding and more was revealed as you healed?
It was an unfolding. I wrote the majority of this book in a forest nearby where I live. And, you know, it was really just deep listening, receiving, translating, and then sharing them, creating these principles.
Just even the words that describe the 7 principles, they just speak like they're high vibration. They just speak to the soul.
Yeah. Thank you. It was, I think that's what will happen for your listeners, is that there is holding the principles, reading the principles, not only with your physical eyes, but most importantly, with your heart. You will feel them. It's like they ignite, they start to come in alive. And as you align with them, you can walk through life more on purpose and more as the expression you came here to be.
Now, are the principles meant to go through in a linear fashion, like start with 1, 2, 3? How does the reader navigate it or incorporate in their life?
Thank you for asking. You know, from the book perspective, it is linear. There are 7 key chapters on the soul solution. But the truth is we don't move through life in a linear way, right? So I now have got them memorized, but when I didn't, I would have them out in front of me, out on my computer, on my phone, in my bedroom closet. And sometimes I would rely on one more than the other. So another principle is I align with my soul to discover my truth. And I have moved through my life relying upon my head brain. I honestly thought that was, you know, the intelligence we had. Come to find out, we've got three brains, gut, head, and heart. Like, who knew? So the days I'm getting stuck in my head brain, it reminds me to drop back into my heart, my spiritual heart, which is the lead singer and the voice of soul.
And you can feel it. Just think of that energy when we're so busy in our head. I'm a visual, so like I saw this big ball of light dropping down into my heart, and you can feel the expansiveness.
Yes, I love that. I work with light often, so I love your visual.
Yeah, I'm so visual. Like as I hear you speak, I'm like, I can feel this in different parts of my body. Mm-hmm. And so what I love about the book is you give them guidance and support through each of the seven principles.
Absolutely. It truly is. It's a combination or an integration of all of my passions. I'm still a nerd. I still love reading the science, and you often, you know, see me studying the science. It's just that I believe timeless wisdom and the infinite truth of who we are precedes what is proven through science. Nonetheless, I still have an appreciation for both. And the book, I think, is a similar experience. There's going to be just tangible, pragmatic practices where you go, oh yeah, I get this. This is grounded. And there are going to be other times where you go, Thompson, wow, this is out there. This is so out there. I'm like, I know. I'm the beauty of the and. We all are going to have something that speaks to us differently at different junctures and inflection points in our life. And there's something in this for everyone.
I can feel it's like a dance between the masculine and feminine.
Yes.
The strategies. So that someone that may be like me, that I love the combination, right? I'm going to be diving right into your book. But there's something for everyone. So even those who love strategies, et cetera, and aren't fully open yet to all the, you know, the spiritual principles.
Yes.
They serve too, and vice versa for the for those who are all spiritual. This is a nice blending, because you and I know we need the masculine and feminine. We need the foundational strategies and all that to build our spiritual life on.
Absolutely. Beautifully, beautifully said.
Well, and it's so funny, because even in business, and I teach this to my clients, when I first started my first business in 92, we lead from our wounds, I believe. So when I became an entrepreneur, I just got off welfare. I can remember doing 14-hour days, drinking, you know, 3 medium iced coffees a day. You know the energy I'm talking. Push.
Yes, drive. I know it well.
Yeah, and I was like, I won all kinds of business awards, motivational speaker at colleges, women's shelters. But when I look back now, I go, okay, Lynn, yeah, you were very successful, but at what cost? And I see that I was leading from my wounds of, if I can prove my worth.
Yeah.
And so that was in the masculine. I was way over, right? A wounded masculine. Then I got on the spiritual path, and, you know, I can see a little arrow like on your gas tank. I could feel myself healing the wounds that were causing me to live in that energy. And then I went so far into the feminine that it was like, oh, I will just think of success and it will come. And and then it wasn't until I found balance between the two, my business soared. And then I started this business 16 years ago. And I lead from the feminine, But I tell people you must have the masculine, the strategies, the foundation, because that's balance, right?
Absolutely. It's the beauty of the and we need it, right? And business needs it right now. I view business as the largest breathing change agent, largest breathing organism in the world. It's the greatest change agent in the world if we choose it to be so. There's nothing business doesn't touch. The land, the air, the creatures, the animals. Business touches everything. And we all are a part of business. Some of us own businesses. Some of us shop for businesses. Some of us work for business. But business touches everyone. And, you know, years ago, when I led high potential programs as an executive, I was stellar at, you know, teaching external, available, known, proven practices. And now I'm saying, listen, we have untapped potential that we're leaving on the table every day, all of us. So no matter how you use your presence and the gifts of you're just being alive, no matter how that presents in the world, we all need the beauty of the and I believe the support of the soul solution to help us shine and radiate and experience all we came here to experience and to fall in love with ourselves again, learn how to love one another again, and learn how to love the planet.
Yes, I mean, the shift is here, you know, and now the choice is there to make for each of us as individuals.
Yes.
And as someone that's made the shift, there's such a peace to it that I sometimes have this conversation with myself as well as close friends. I'm like, why do we push against what the divine and the universe and the principles all share is lean in, trust, let go. But we let our egos run the show and try to control what the divine already knows and has set up as this beautiful ecosystem that we're all connected to each other.
Yeah.
But we become these, and I was there too, and I'm still have my days because I am human. But when I look, I'm like, jeepers, we make life hard.
We do. And we make it really hard by thinking that we're actually controlling everything.
Yeah.
That, you know, thinking that, gee, if I think it, I can just have it. Listen, I'm a big proponent of, you know, our thoughts are creative agents, but there's something bigger going on here. Something much bigger than you and I. And thank goodness for that, because we actually do get to just receive. And once we receive that wisdom bit and we know kind of the pathway or the direction, then we can use the big brain and then we can use the other brains to help do the sort. But I think where we start for our intelligence matters a great deal. Most of us were taught to start in our head.
And I want to cover more of that and talk about manifesting a little bit in this last segment, because I think what you just said is so important. And we're going to dive in. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be back in a moment for the last segment, my friends. With me is Janine Thompson. You can learn more at janinethompson.net. We'll be right back.
This is OTRFM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Are you a highly sensitive, empathic woman ready to release the layers of false beliefs and emotional blocks holding you back from living the life you deserve and desire? Now is the time to clear those false beliefs sabotaging your life so you can access the joy and possibility waiting for you on the other side. Neurotransformational coach Kathy Castile, herself a highly sensitive, is passionate about supporting and empowering women in reclaiming their self-worth, finding their authentic voice, and in releasing the layers of sabotaging beliefs holding them back. Kathy trained with Tony Robbins, Robert Kiyosaki, and Sean Smith, and intuitively merges numerous coaching, leadership, and healing methodologies to serve the entire spectrum of human behavior, creating transformational changes so you can make long-lasting breakthroughs in your life. Learn more at kathy-castile.com.
OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
This is OTR FM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Welcome back, my friends. I am Janine Thompson today, and we, right before the break, we were just touching base on manifesting. And there was something you said, Janine, that's why I wanted to make sure I saved something for this last segment, is manifesting isn't just wishing. Manifesting for myself, and I can't wait to hear your description, is aligning with our source energy, because the divine isn't in fear and control and all lack. So why would we be? We can't manifest that which we create if we're not aligned with the essence of what it is and our divine source, whatever label that may be. What is your thoughts on that?
I completely agree. I think a huge underpinning of manifesting is, who are we being? What is our vibration sending out to the world? What are the signals? What are we feeding our body, right? We can't place 70% energy onto fear-based thoughts and then, 30% on being all provision, all sufficiency, prosperity, however you might label it. So I think that there's an aspect of who are we actually being, because being trumps thoughts from my perspective. I also
100% agree. It's the essence of who we are.
Yes, absolutely.
We have to be the energy.
Yes, yes, that's it. Yep, absolutely. And then there's another piece of this. Sometimes we just like, oh, I just want this, I want this, I want this. And some things are actually not meant for us this go around in Earth school. And so I think that there is there's a nuanced art between feeding your thoughts, feelings, choice, actions, becoming the very thing that it is you want to experience in your life, and joining co-creative agency, however you understand what animates life. God, all that is, the universe, you're not quite sure, but you do get this sense that, you don't wake up in the morning and tell your heart to pump or cells to form and behave in a certain way. And when you learn how to do that, by the way, it is pretty powerful, but we're co-creative agents here. So it's beyond just what we want. It is, how are we asked to serve life? One of my principles is, I live in service to life, and life is in service to me.
So beautiful. You can feel the energy of it.
Yeah, right. Most of us are taught to get, and I think that's where people can get hung up in manifesting. I want, I want, I want, which is actually a lack in their
beginning. Yes, I was just going to bring that up. Using the words want and need, you are already disconnect from that which you want to bring in.
Yeah.
But you are the energy of that which you want to bring in. You're just not tuned into it because you're disconnected.
You got it. Absolutely. And I'd also often something else, which is, you know, every morning, part of my prayer and intention is, you know, how would life like me to serve today?
Very similar to mine is, show me how I may be of service today.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. No. It's, so I stay out of my head.
Yes.
And can show up in my heart with whatever I do, knowing that the divine will take care of the rest.
Absolutely. And, you know, some days it's easier than others, right?
Of course, because we got the world pulling at us.
We got the world pulling at us, but that's part of the food of the vibration too. So I think that, again, it's nuanced between be informed, but don't get consumed by the food of the world, because it tends to be very fear-based. And when we actually, you know, become that container of stillness and take respite in the sanctuary of all that we are and all that is, everything you need to know, everything that wants to be enlivened in your wonder suit will come to you always.
I love that. I believe it to be, you know, so true. And I was trying to think of that statement that says, what is meant for you can never be blocked.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
So like if like something like you said earlier, sometimes you want something, but the divine knows better, and it may not come to us. But if we hold on so tight, this is the story I share with my clients. I go, listen, when you are holding on so tight to what your ego says it needs or wants to be fulfilled in this lifetime, you are blocking the energy of what was meant for you. I said, I want you to think of your divine source, whatever they may call it. And I said, and up there, your source is saying, darling, please let go, because I have something even bigger for you.
Yeah.
That is really meant for your soul. But because the ego part of us wants to hold on, the energy can't come through. So I go, just release your needs and wants to your highest and best desires, and allow the universe to help fill it, because it always knows best. And when I took on that energy, and still struggle, because like I said, I'm human, but my clients see me living it, right? And they're like, how do
you feel it? Yes.
Yeah. They feel, they've witnessed me. You and I spoke before we got on the air about the situation over the last year. The beautiful part is I hid nothing of my personal journey and health and struggles during that time. And everyone, my Facebook page, I did a hashtag called seeing the blessings. And the other one was hashtag see the blessings. And I shared my journey from the spiritual perspective of, listen, excuse my language, but shit is going to happen in your life.
Yeah.
You can go become the story of that situation, or you can tap into your own spiritual power. And that's what I did and shared. And so they got to witness me living my truth, which then created this extraordinary ripple with my audience of reaching out, going, thank you for reminding me that I'm stronger than any circumstance. It was like the divine knew it was using my situation to inspire others to believe in their possibility. It was, I could see how the divine was using me at what others called my darkest time. I never saw it as my darkest time.
Yeah.
I thought it as a situation I was going through, but wasn't the truth of who I was. And
yeah.
For the audience that doesn't know, it was referring to a serious health crisis last year. But that's what I want my message to be. I will continue to live my message as you are, so that we can create a ripple effect that causes women and others, in men, to believe in the power of possibility.
Absolutely. And it's all alive and well within you now. Despite what the earthly symptoms, messages, circumstances might reflect, it's all within. And that's the best news. we actually don't have to go out on the mission searching for it like I did. I think I needed to follow that pathway in order to land where I am today. But for all of you listening, may this be the seeds of germination that remind you of who you really are.
It's a beautiful closing for our time together. What a beautiful message for our listeners. Thank you for that, Janine.
You're welcome.
And I want to invite everyone. I want you to visit JanineThompson.net. Give yourself the gift. Grab a copy of her book, 911 From Your Soul. Dive in. Create sacred space for yourself. Get still. Tap into her soul solution, those seven key spiritual principles, and begin the journey. Or if you're already on the journey, dive deeper into the journey, my friends. So again, that's JanineThompson.net. Thank you so much for joining me, Janine.
Thank you. It has just been such a delight. So much joy, so much love and honor.
Thank you, my friend. And until next time, my friends, choose love, choose joy, choose happiness. See you soon.
Thanks for listening to Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy. Join our sacred space every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern and meet leading female visionaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. Inspired Conversations with Linda Joy is a soulful venue where guests share the obstacles they've overcome, along with wisdom and lessons learned on their personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic and soulful living.